Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
I just literally turned to Jess. I'm like, wait, is today St. Patrick's Day?
It's today.
Like, we've been doing St. Patrick's Day for the last month now because y'all wanted to do it 2 weekends ago. And then y'all want to do it last weekend, too. So it's like, okay, so today actually is St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. I hope you're wearing green.
And I didn't wear any today either. I didn't wear it. Oh, you haven't? I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goofy has he's the star of the show and he has a green top hat on.
He's the star of the show?
He's at the top and he has his green hat right here.
It's a stretch.
I mean, coming from someone who isn't wearing green, so I'd kind of say I would stay out of the conversation.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you wearing green today? Are you wearing any at all? Are you walking out of the house? It's weird being on a Monday, right? Like, this feels a little anticlimactic. I bet a lot of us walked out of the house.
You celebrated over the weekend, though. Garage Boy and I celebrated. So right now it feels right.
Does it? It should have been yesterday. Yesterday felt right for it being St. Patrick's Day. Today feels like it should have been yesterday. But are you wearing green? Or are you not? How was the weekend?
It was fun. Garage Boy and I celebrated St. Patrick's Day and my uncle's birthday in Virginia over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we were drinking green beer. Garage Boy had some fun. He drank something out of a Capri Sun that was green, an adult Capri Sun. So the green drinks were flowing, and we had a really, really good time with my family over in Virginia.
Y'all always do, man. Y'all always do. I saw a picture of it. It was funny. I opened up Instagram, and I'm like, that picture, I didn't realize that I know I followed your family, but I kind of forgot, you know. It was just the username, and I was like, that looks like Jess and Garage Boy.
Oh, did you see my aunt's picture she posted for my Uncle Aaron?
And I was like,
yeah,
that looks like Jess and Gerald. And I was like, no. And I was like, oh my God, wait, it's Jess and Gerald. Like, what in the world?
It's so funny. It's a lot of fun in our families in the stage where my youngest cousin is old enough to be the designated driver.
Yeah.
He just turned 18. And so we were having a lot of fun with him after we had our day out. He, not so much, we had a really good time.
Man, I'll tell you what, like, everyone asks, like, why do you have, like, 98% female friends? And, like, oh, like, I bet you just have, like, crushes on them, right? Like, that's the deal. And I'm like, no, here's why I have female friends. Like, I've been down in the dumps recently. Like, it's like, y'all know some of the family stuff I've been going through. And the priestly stuff, like, really kind of messed me up. And just some other stuff we'll talk about this week. And I've just been down in the dumps. And yesterday, some of my girlfriends were like, come on, let's like go out. Let's go to lunch. Let's go do some stuff. Y'all, we went to lunch and went out and they had like a care package for me. Like, and it was like a little like succulent and like some candies that I like and like a bath bomb and like some some Epsom salts for like a nice bath. And I'm like,
that's so
let me tell
sweet.
You what, guy friends wouldn't do this for you.
No.
Guy friends would be like, bro, you good? you good? And like, even if I was like, no, they'd be like, bro, it's going to get better. I promise you, it's going to get better. Girlfriends have that whole thing set up for you.
Yeah.
And they want to sit there for hours and talk about your feelings. That's why I have girlfriends.
Yes.
That's what girlfriends are there for you.
100%.
So if you wonder why, it's like, I got a damn bath bomb yesterday.
That's so nice.
And guy friends wouldn't do that for you.
Was it green for St. Patrick's Day?
Was
it themed?
That's shocking. It wasn't
themed. We love a theme.
I know.
We
know. I do. Maybe I need some better girlfriends.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
At least 557 storms were reported across the country on Friday, with another 135 reported yesterday as a massive weather system pushed across the country. At least 64 of those storms have been reported to have spawned tornadoes, destroying homes and leading to multiple deaths. The storms caused other fatalities, including some linked to wildfires and other a massive pileup caused by a dust storm. Missouri, unfortunately, had the highest death toll on record with 12 fatalities. Kansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas, and Oklahoma were severely affected as well. The remainder of the rain and storms from the system are expected to move offshore from the mid-Atlantic early today and away from the northeast by the end of today. And the rain and storms across the northeast aren't expected to be severe and will mainly just kind of be a nuisance for the daily hours.
My mom was worried about my parents live in Georgia. My mom was really worried about it going into, was it Saturday night, you said? It was Friday into Saturday, I think, for Georgia at least. They were really, really, and they deal with tornadoes all the time. So when they're like paranoid about it. It's
a lot.
Really bad.
Number two.
St. Patrick's Day is today, and Google looked at the green foods and drinks each state searches for more than the other states. And grasshopper cocktails were listed as the most popular in Maryland. Do you know what that is?
No idea.
Literally never heard of that, but apparently that is what Marylanders were Googling the most over the weekend to celebrate, and even today. Thankfully, like, there are no actual bugs in this drink. It's a sweet drink made with mint and chocolate flavored liqueur and heavy cream. The most Googled St. Patrick's Day recipes in general were for corned beef and cabbage.
Makes sense.
Number one.
So it has been hinted at and hoped for quite some time now. And finally, a fourth season of Ted Lasso has officially been confirmed by Jason Sudeikis. The actor sat down with Travis and Jason Kelce on their podcast and revealed the news. Take a listen.
That's what we're writing. We're writing season four now.
Yeah!
That's the official word, yeah. Ted's coaching, a women's team. So there.
That's happening.
Women's team. Yeah.
Is he coming back to the States? Or?
Yeah, that's too many questions. But
yeah. All right. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
And it's only because I don't know.
So there you have it. They are currently writing season four. Apple TV Plus then followed up with their official announcement that they were green lighting the hit series for a fourth season. And according to sources, original cast members are currently in negotiations to rejoin for a season four.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Just loves Ted Lasso.
Excited. Yeah. I mean, it's been forever. I couldn't even tell you like the exact time when the last season ended, but I feel like it's been such a back and forth on what was going to happen. Right. So getting the official news from him, I'm super, super stoked. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
This story of the box demon is going to completely freak you out this morning. And listen, if you're not here to be freaked out, then like I understand if you have to change the station 100%. Like I completely get it. But we can't move past the story. We can't. Like there's no way. Like this is like quintessential piezo cray cray. And if you don't know what piezo cray cray is, like let's introduce you to this. Jessica, what is this?
Piezo cray cray is a segment that we have created lovingly, kind of, you know, just around our neighbors over in PA, where the more unexpected, bizarre, interesting stories tend to take place.
We created this segment because when we moved here almost 5 years ago, as I was going through the news of like just the area, like our show is based here in Maryland, right? But we just check out this news of like the whole area, and like Maryland, like not a lot of weird stories. Like we had the zebra story, we're like, oh, that's kind of weird, and then like nothing really going on weird in Delaware, nothing really weird going on in D.C. or Virginia, but like always Pennsylvania, always. They always had like these like the bizarre ass headlines, and I'm like, we got to make a segment about this. We have to bring this to light that like Pennsylvania always had weird news stories, and now you're starting to pick up on it too because you always bring this to us as well. Like you'll start to send us headlines of like, yeah, why is this? Like it's always Pennsylvania that has these just bizarre headlines. Okay, did you see this one? That Tuesday night of last week, someone going by the box demon was terrorizing this neighborhood up in York County, Pennsylvania. Did you see this?
No.
Bro, this was crazy.
So is this person like stealing packages?
No. What they're actually leaving packages is the problem.
Oh.
So this person that was dressed up as like, it's almost like this clown. You have to like picture this, and I'm going to post the picture, I mean this video, on our Instagram. So you have to go follow us, Kramer and Jess, Kramer and Jess. It's Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess. They're like almost dressed up as a clown, and it had like this colorful painted paper plate mask. And the mask had like this almost like eerie grin drawn on it. And they like went up to this house, and I guess luckily the house had a Ring camera. And this person, well, I'll play it for you. Here's like what this camera caught and how weird and eerie is this. Listen.
I am the box.
Oh God,
demon.
I'm not even gonna watch it.
I am the box demon. I believe this box is a gift for you. I am the box demon.
Ew.
I am the box demon. I believe this box is a gift for you.
Yeah, literally. Like,
ew. Okay, so basically, The plate, they have a plate mask. It's like almost like something that like a kid would make in kindergarten.
Yes.
And like a drawing, and then like there's petals coming out like they're a flower, and this person's wearing like a tie-dye hoodie. Ew, it's the voice. The voice is the scariest thing. Everything else looks very much like... I don't know.
It is bizarre. So here's the end of the story.
What's in the box?
They were able to... Here's the weird part about the story is the cops were able to identify who the person was, but they won't say who it was.
Oh.
Okay, they're not identifying the person.
Lame.
But they won't identify what actually was in the box at all. But they said the situation is under control.
Okay.
And so like that even makes me feel even more like what's happening here.
Yeah. What are you guys trying to hide?
You know, I don't know. Here's all I can tell you. Didn't happen here in Maryland. Didn't happen in D.C. Didn't happen in Virginia. Didn't happen in Delaware. Happened in Virginia. I mean, happened in PA. Why? I don't know.
It's the DIY mask. It's very... It literally looks like something that one of your kids would have made at school and like wanted to put on the Christmas tree. Like, that's what it looked like. It's like, what is this?
What are you wearing? It's so art project. It's so very kid art project.
It's like last minute art project.
That your kid had to put on the refrigerator. Like, yes. Like, what in the world? Please go follow us. This is like one of those weird videos you got to go watch at Kramer and Jess on Instagram. And y'all, why is PA so cray-cray? Just tell us why. We don't know.
Was there a major life skill your spouse never learned until you moved in together? Because Brenda Song actually found herself in this situation with her fiance, Macaulay Culkin. She revealed that he still doesn't know how to drive a car to this day.
Wow.
And was completely clueless about how to do laundry when they first met. So during her recent appearance on the Jennifer Hudson Show, she explained that Culkin's unusual upbringing as the most famous child actor in the world is basically what contributed to his lack of everyday skills, because he lived and grew up in hotels and literally had never done laundry in his entire life. And this whole situation has sparked a conversation online, because I think there are a lot of partners who didn't star in Home Alone as a child actor who might not be equipped with everyday skills and don't realize it until they move in with their spouse for the first time.
Dude, there's so many life skills I don't have. Like, I can't cook for nothing. Like, let's go through the list. And you can join in this conversation. It may be your partner that doesn't have a life skill they can't do. It may be you.
And that you don't realize until you really move in with someone for the first time.
I can't cook for nothing. Laundry, if you ask me to separate, I'm not separating nothing. It's all getting thrown into one. Tying a tie, this is one I really feel insecure about, because tying a tie as a man, and I don't know if I'm the only guy in Maryland that doesn't know how to tie a tie at age 42, almost 42. I couldn't. Could Garage Boy tie a tie, you think, if you ask him to?
I think he could.
I think I might be the only man.
Oh, yeah, he has. I've seen him do it.
I literally have no idea how to tie a tie.
I will say, when Garage Boy and I moved in together for the first time, obviously the toilet seat thing, that was an issue. But
explain that for those who don't know. You want to explain the toilet seat thing, though?
So Garage Boy... Not only did we live together in the same town for the first time when we, you know, lived together, but it was the first time that he had lived with a female in quite some time, because he was living with his dad in our hometown and his mom is in Alaska. And I think he had just gotten used to the way that him and his dad lived, right? Rightfully so. And for the life of him, he just would never, ever put the toilet seat down. And then it wasn't until like I almost fell into the toilet bowl and lost my life one night that I freaked out. So we don't, you know, deal with that anymore. But honestly, like, the cleanliness of the bathroom in general, just like little things that he just would not pick up after himself in the beginning of our time living together.
Yeah.
And I know he wasn't doing it on purpose. It was just kind of like, you could throw this out, or like, you could close this, or like, you could put the clothes in the hamper. Like, they don't have to go next to it. You know, just like little things like that in the beginning where we're not there anymore. But like, that was definitely a struggle for us in the beginning.
I can't wait to go through these texts. Will you text us and let us know the skill sets that your partner does not have? You love them. It's not, we're not bashing nobody, but like the skill sets your partner does not have.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000
Oh my God.
Minute.
1-800-465.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free gas. Y'all, it's a brand new. We get St. Patrick's Day. What? It's a great day for a winner. Let's go to caller number 10 today. Who is this?
Amy and Audrey.
Amy and Audrey. Hi, guys.
Amy and Audrey. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hi. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys.
How are we feeling, guys? You have a good weekend?
We did have a good weekend.
Oh, great. Well, fantastic. We sound like we're good. We're ready to go. We're ready to play for $1,000 in free gas.
Yeah, I just pulled over, and we are ready.
Let's go, then. Jessica, explain the rules. Let's just go ahead and get right into this.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Amy and Audrey, you ladies ready to play?
Yeah. Yep, we're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. A bus can hold 50 people. If there are 35 people on the bus, how many people can it hold? How many more people can it hold?
15.
Correct. Question number two. What is the largest land animal in the world?
Elephant.
Correct. Question number three. What is the name of the sheep that became the first successfully cloned mammal in 1996?
Dolly.
Correct. Question number four. What is the name of the famous Irish beer that is often associated with St. Patrick's Day?
Guinness.
Correct. Question number five. In chess, what piece can move diagonally across any number of squares? Sorry, squares.
Path.
Question number six. Which is larger, an adult lion or an adult tiger?
Lion.
It's actually the tiger.
That one's so confusing.
I know.
You
know.
Oh my gosh, Amy, you are on a roll. You did so good.
Oh my gosh.
That was close.
Man, we are on fire today. I know. Okay, it's all right, man. Wow. Shout out Dolly, by the way. That was a flashback on that one. Okay, Jessica, let's pick up with number five.
Yeah, then. In chess, what piece can move diagonally across any number of squares? We would have taken bishop or queen for that answer. Number six, yes, which is larger, an adult lion or an adult tiger? That answer is tiger. And number seven, what is the capital of Ireland? Do you know the answer to that one?
Is it Dublin?
Yep, that's Dublin. Yep. I know. But you did so good this morning.
Audrey, you proud? You proud today, Audrey? You guys did excellent today.
Yeah.
That's really, it was a on fire round.
Good round.
I mean, maybe your best round ever. So it's all good. Tomorrow we come back. We get 7 new questions. We're going to try it all over again, and we will see you guys then, okay?
Awesome. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you guys. And make sure to head to Dashin and try their Spike Burger, griddle pressed beef, patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, and of course their signature sauce and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dashin.
Okay, I want you to rank this on a scale from 1 to 10. Like 10 being like big mad, like mad, down to like a 0, like not mad at all. How pissed would you be if you found this out about your current partner?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
What up? Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Welcome to Judge Jess. If you don't know Jess yet, let me introduce you to my friend Jessica. I've been friends with her for 10 years. I can vouch for her judginess at this point. If anyone knows her judginess, trust me, if anyone knows her judginess, it's me.
Is it judginess? I feel like you've just never had anyone that's actually honest with you before, and you think that's judgment when in actuality I'm just like telling the truth about something. I'm not telling you what you want to hear.
I think I've actually been around you more than I was with my ex-wife at this point. About the same. It was about the same.
Oof.
Yeah. I don't know who's judgier.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She chose to leave. You're contractually obligated, unfortunately.
Unfortunately can't go anywhere. So I will be here for quite a while, friends.
You got another year left on your deal before you can leave, unfortunately.
I cannot go anywhere.
Anyway.
And I also get nothing in the divorce. So.
at least got some cash in the car, but anyway.
Anyways.
That's my drama. Anyway, Judge Jess is this. Basically, if you've got a dilemma going on in your life, Jess, you know, she'll figure it out for you. Call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. That's a real number. You can try. Call it right now. I promise you. Tell us the dilemma, and Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, my name is Hallie from Middle River, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I've been married for almost 2 years. My husband and I were at my mom's, and we were going through this big box of stuff. We stumbled upon some old photos, and he found my wedding photo from when I was 18. I was very briefly married. Not a big deal to me. And so I never mentioned it. And my husband is pissed at me because he can't understand why I wouldn't. It was just not important to me. So was I in the wrong for not telling him? Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? Hello?
Welcome. I was briefly married.
I was briefly married.
Wasn't a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Got some drama over Middle River right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. There's a lot of things that I did when I was 18 that were not a big deal to me either.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I mean,
there's a lot of information that you're not gonna like divulge.
That was literally
childhood, essentially.
Right. A lot of things that I did, I probably couldn't even remember that I did when I was 18. That I probably wouldn't bring up to a partner now anyway.
Right.
Would that be completely?
Can you throw a marriage license in there as well? I don't know if you can.
If it was a brief thing. Now, again, she didn't say how long they were married. I don't think she did. She didn't mention how long they were married for.
She's currently been married for 2 years, but she didn't mention how long the short marriage was. But she said it was brief.
Can you leave that out? Can you completely leave that out? That, like, I was previously not even married whatsoever. We'll go to Judge Jess.
No, you cannot keep that out. I think there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, like she mentioned, she was young. To her, it's not important. And that could be very, very valid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do think that is some information that you should share with your partner and just kind of like, you know, I was married before. I was young and, you know, maybe like that was my first love. Like whatever that may be. But I feel like that is that's definitely not information that you want your current husband finding out on accident looking through family photos. That's
so
for sure. I think being caught off guard and not sharing that. And I personally think it's weird that you wouldn't share that because you're deliberately trying to hide that. I just don't think that I think something can be, you know, not as important to you anymore. But I feel like as a marriage, you know, I feel like that's
interesting. I'll let you rule
you,
on that.
You had to get a divorce at some point. So there is like a process there.
How about this? Can we take calls? Anybody listening right now that can help us out with this? Anybody married less than a year? And like, did you mention that to a current partner? Because maybe that will like help us out. You know what I mean? Anybody listening right now married for less than a year? And like, do you mention that to a current partner? Or like, did you just brush that off because maybe it wasn't that big of a deal, you know? Who's up, Jess?
This is Carrie on 1 in Baltimore.
Carrie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You were married for less than a year.
Yeah, probably about 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Did you tell your next partner about that first marriage?
I did not at first, no.
And why did you decide not to? You kind of sound like you're like, I'm sorry.
The Hallie situation, yeah.
Yeah, so my situation was I never really chose the best type of relationship. So in the end, things just always like got held over my head. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, learned just to not tell my whole life story right away until I knew that, you know, I could essentially trust that person. Mm-hmm. You know, because the last thing you want is hearing, oh, my God, you were married before. And oh, my God, you can't keep a marriage or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So I did it for my own personal reasons. And of course, I did eventually tell my partner, but it also came up in a weird conversation as well. You know, he was saying, when I get married, I'm only going to get married once. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, about that.
You're like, well, not me, but that's cool.
How long did you wait until you shared that information with him? And how did he take it?
At first, he was definitely caught off guard. You know, I waited about 8 months into our relationship to actually say something.
I mean, I don't know that I necessarily blame you for that. That was like the kind of the way you wanted to do it. So I guess I understand that. Okay, Anonymous, your situation's a little bit different. So explain your situation.
So I actually got married, kind of a sham marriage. We got married because of benefits.
Okay.
And we didn't even live in the same state. We never lived together. I mean, the whole thing was just literally for, you know, resources, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. We were married for about 5 years, but again, it was like we never saw each other or anything. And we got divorced because I was with somebody and knew that that was going somewhere and finally was like, well, maybe I should take care of this one before I do that one.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. Wait, you were married
for
in
benefits.
Secret, but you were dating and this person you were with had no idea that you were currently married still while you were dating them?
I had no idea because I didn't even talk to the other person anymore, to be honest with you. Like, it was something in the background. I never changed my name. Okay. I never, you know, did any of that stuff.
Just got them good benefits, girl.
And by that time, the benefits weren't even part of it anymore.
Oh, well, damn, at this point, which was you in it for then, right?
So you almost kind of forgot. You almost kind of forgot at one point.
Yeah, it was just a matter of we didn't get together to end it.
It's giving Sweet Home Alabama.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But you're dating somebody new at this point. Do you ever tell that person that you were legally married?
I never did. Oh. And to this day, very few people in my life even know.
Well,
and are you
a lot do know.
And like, are you happy with that? Like, you're not tripping about that decision?
I mean, I think a lot of the reason was I was kind of ashamed for why I did the first marriage in the first place. So it was kind of one of those embarrassment points in my life that I was like, I'd rather just bury it than have to worry about explaining it.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like Hallie's situation. I appreciate you sharing
that. Thank you for sharing that.
With all that said, Judge Jess, I'll have you rule. Hallie says, I didn't feel like I need to share that. It was so long ago. Like I was young. We go to Judge Jess. Did she need to share that then with her current husband, you think?
I do think that she needed to share.
To.
Yeah, I think as the partner, I just feel bad for him sitting there in her mom's house looking at a picture of her with somebody else and like wanting to be a part of that. You know what I mean? And not understanding why we couldn't have those conversations. I do think that's something you should probably share. Are you in a guess family or an ask family? An Australian podcast is trending on TikTok this morning after asking this now viral question. So if you're not aware of what that is, in a guess family, you don't really directly ask for anything ever, but instead just kind of like sneak in a mention of what you need. So for example, let's say you're moving this weekend, and if you're in a guess family, you would never feel comfortable to outright ask anyone in your family, hey, can you help me move? Instead, you would ask what they're doing this weekend and sneak in a mention that you'll be moving in hopes that they would offer at some point for help, but you're never going to outright ask them, right? In an ask family, you say what you need and you leave it to the other person to say yes or no. You don't mind asking for help and you're pretty much unbothered by the answer either way. And now licensed marriage and family therapists have actually joined this conversation online saying that this is a real thing and it's something that not only affects how you communicate with your family, but it can also affect your relationship when one person is from a guest family and the other is from an ask family.
So like maybe if you're like combining families too, like for example, if you and Garage Boy came from like different families, you might be like used to doing different things. Like if you're like, hey, I'm used to just asking for things versus you just guessing what I need, that could be totally different. You guys like combine what you're used to.
Well, this totally affected our relationship in the beginning when it came to communication, because I would say I'm definitely from an ask family.
So you would straight up just ask what you need for.
What I need, like say how I feel, ask how you feel, you know? And he wasn't so much accustomed to that way of communicating in the beginning. And so we would find ourselves having issues and I would find myself just kind of like feeling like I remember at one point I was like, I just, whether it's good or bad, I need you to tell me what exactly you need or what exactly you want.
Sure.
And I want you to say that. Don't worry about offending me or thinking I'm going to get upset or thinking like you're not allowed to say anything. I would rather hear anything on how you're feeling than me guessing, you know?
Sure, which side it is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think with my family which way we are. Because, like, listen, I'm always, Jess will tell you, you ain't got to guess nothing with me. I'll tell you. Like, what's going on. But the family dynamic, though.
It feels a little guessy.
It's maybe a little guessy because I don't feel like we actually talk about it until things blow up, per se. You know what I mean? Like, what about, though, with you? Like, if you think about those two, and define those two again one time, because I want to see, really, if we broke it down, what are more families? Are they more guests? Are they more asked? So break those down one more time.
A guest family is you never outright really directly say what you need or what you want.
Yeah.
It's always going to be like alluding to something, but it would cause you an insane amount of anxiety to actually verbally say what you need.
Yeah.
An ask family has no problem with being like, hey, can you do this? Yes or no? If not, it's cool, but you know, what do you want to do?
So friggin' sweet. He takes you back to the first date and proposes to you. Like realistically, it has like
intentional.
Like, yes. Like everything that like a woman would want in
very
a proposal,
good idea.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. What if you hated your first date?
Yeah. What if you had an anxiety attack because of this location of the first date?
Like, would you want your partner to be talked out of that? Maybe, probably, right?
Yeah.
This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. And that was our mission last week during Talk Me Out of It. It's time for our Talk Me Out of It update now, where we actually go back and check in with people that called in with these somewhat crazy ideas. We actually do have them on hold. So before we get them on, let's catch you up with what happened last week with this whole situation. Jess, you want to catch us up with where we were last week?
Anonymous had the idea of proposing to his girlfriend at the location where they had their first date, which was an escape room, which obviously his heart was in the right place and he was really excited to do this. The only issue is that his girlfriend hated the escape room. Like, she doesn't like to be in small spaces. She was freaking out. She was stressed out. It was a mess. And so when he brought up this idea to her best friend was literally like, do not do this. Please pick somewhere else. But he had already had set up everything at the escape room.
So did he decide to go through with this, though? Because some of y'all were love this, by the way. This is polarizing. Some of y'all were like, so sweet. And some of y'all were like Jess was like, ugh, like, don't do this. We don't find out, by the way, until we get them on live. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You tell us, did you actually go through with this proposal?
Yeah. I had already paid for it, so there was no backing up.
Okay.
And are you engaged?
Yeah, I'm currently engaged.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, you guys.
Did it go over the way you thought it was going to?
I think it went over maybe a mixture of the way everybody thought it was going.
Oh my God. Okay, tell us everything right now, because I have been stressed about this since the minute I found out what you were planning on doing. What happened?
So we went to the escape room, and of course, as we pulled into the parking lot, she was like, why are we back here? You know I don't like this place.
Oh, God.
So you didn't tell her you were going there first? You just showed up?
No, it was a surprise.
Okay.
I just said, hey, we're going to go out, you know, get ready.
Yeah.
Aww.
So we started doing the escape room, and about 30, 35 minutes in, we had to like pause the game. She started freaking out, hyperventilating, like really having a panic attack because the clues didn't make sense, and she was like yelling like, this doesn't make sense.
Because it didn't make sense. If you weren't here, like, that was part of the whole thing, was it wasn't supposed to make sense.
So then, like, we got out of the room and she still sees them like setting up.
Oh my God.
So she's like, what the hell is going on?
Wait, setting up for
our proposal.
Oh, because
they were going to do something for you guys.
Yeah, they were going to, like, I guess go above and beyond and do something real nice for us. So as we leave the room, there's, like, some flowers out there, and it looks awesome.
No.
Oh, so you guys didn't even finish it. Like, you had to walk out early?
We got out of the room, and, like, the employees were, like, shocked because they were trying to do something nice.
Yeah.
It didn't go through. She's like, what's going on? And I go, I guess now's as good a time as ever.
Oh, my God.
So then I just proposed, and of course, like I told you, we're engaged, but she, I don't know that she was happy about it.
Yeah, man.
I would say at best she's pretty laissez-faire about it.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Whoa.
But is, now that the now that it's kind of chilled out a little bit, how is she feeling now? Like, are the vibes better now?
I think she's happy that she's engaged. Yeah. I've heard her talk to her friends and her family and, of course, everybody else. And she's happy that she's engaged.
Yeah.
She's not really telling people about how it happened yet.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, this honestly, it's kind of a funny story. Not yet for y'all.
It's a little too soon.
Well, for us, it's a funny story. So I think for one day for y'all, this will be a funny story.
Yeah, maybe
right?
later on down the line.
Just not.
And no more escape rooms, you know?
Yeah, maybe not.
I think in time it'll work out.
In time it'll be a funny story. Just maybe not today. All right. There, lesson learned.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
you guys.
That, honestly, most important, you guys are engaged, and it sounds like in time this will be a good memory for everyone. So thank you for calling us back, though, and giving us the update with you guys. And congratulations, honestly, for you guys.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
In 2025, is it weird if people pinch you for not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day?
Yes. Don't touch me.
Like, as a kid, it was like the thing to do,
in
right?
grade school, yeah.
Like, for you, was it? Like, back in the day, it was for us. Like, I don't know if that was a thing, like a generational thing. Like, for as a kid, because like, I'm an 80s baby, like, completely normal. You walk around and, like.
Grade school, yeah. Middle school, nobody was pinching no one.
Nobody?
But I mean, middle school, I mean, like, grade school, elementary, absolutely. Middle school, you know, no one was even looking at each other in the eye. But, you know, no one's pitching anyone.
That's true.
No one's pitching anyone.
You're not
in middle
even
school.
Talking to anybody in middle school. That's yeah, a good no. point. I mean, I think maybe. Let's think through this morning. And maybe there are some people that it's not weird. I came up with a list this morning, and I think we could go through this. And I'll admit, this list is going to get weirder as we go, and I know that. Mm-hmm. But let's go through this and say, like, is it weird if this person pinches you on St. Patrick's Day if you're not wearing green, okay?
Yeah, because you would get pinched today. If so, I wouldn't, since I'm the only one wearing green on the show. You, that doesn't have one ounce of green, you would get pinched.
Tiniest bit of green, by the way.
I posted the picture on our socials. Kramer and Jess, go look, but I would be in the clear. You, sir, would not.
Very small amount. Okay. Like, if your kid pinched you, that's fine, right? Like, kids.
That's
okay.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
If your best friend pinched you, that's fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Totally fine. A sibling.
That's fine.
If butter pinched you, fine. Mm-hmm. Like, if one of my siblings did, I'm not bothered by it. Significant other.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not a problem. Your grandmother.
Totally fine.
We're totally fine. So far, we're okay with those people pinching you.
So far, this is normal.
Totally fine. Coworkers.
No.
I pinch you, you're not happy.
You pinch me, I'm swinging. It'll be just an accidental automatic reaction.
Your boss.
No.
Come on.
No. If I get pinched,
Tracy,
I'm immediately calling HR.
Tracy comes in here, you're gonna, and she pinches you for fun?
I would gasp. I would literally gasp if anyone in this building laid two fingers on me. I would gasp and react.
A distant relative at a family gathering.
I would literally be like, no, I cannot play your mixtape and stop touching me. You know who you are. I'm not allowed. I don't have access to the music.
We can't.
How many times do I have to tell you?
We don't create the playlist.
Yeah.
Your child's teacher. Your child's teacher.
Oh, hell
Your
no.
child's teacher?
Wait, I'm sorry. If
same
you're a parent,
gender.
If you're a parent listening right now and you go you take your kid to drop off and Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so walks up and they pinch you on the arm.
Come on.
I feel like.
You already have a relationship with that person. I think I'd be okay with that.
Listen, if it's inappropriate for me to follow you on social media, I know you better not putting no hands on me.
A personal trainer at the gym.
No.
You're at the gym.
No.
You didn't wear green.
If my personal trainer, first of all, Luke would never, because he's a professional. No one at Merit would ever pinch me because we're all adults.
Okay, I know these are weird, but go with me here. An Uber driver. You get in an Uber, you're not wearing
I would immediately
Are you getting out there? Are you getting out?
The button on the Uber app that says notify the company that something's wrong, and I'm jumping out.
A barista at Starbucks. You go to get your Starbucks.
And she's like, "Hey girl,
hey,
pinch."
Bench, you're not wearing green.
I'd be like, "First of all, where's my cold foam?" And second of all, absolutely not. You spelled my name wrong on the cup. I'm leaving.
A stranger on the bus.
I would literally film it would immediately start filming. Would go viral. And I'd be like, what is happening right now?
Your doctor during an appointment. You waited months for that appointment. Are you leaving?
I would be mortified.
We're talking about, is it weird if these people pinch you on St. Patrick's Day?
I'd be mortified because I'm barely, what's the circular thing they put on your chest that's always ice cold? I'd be like, I literally just gasped for air and now you're pinching me when this is already uncomfortable as it is.
A police officer, would you pinch him back?
Oh my God. I would have to film that one. I'd be like, get this on your cam right now. You cannot be pinching me, sir.
What if the Pope pinched you? What if the Pope himself? The Pope himself.
No.
The Pope himself?
In Jesus' name. No, thank you. Respectfully.
Jessica Dutra is not a coworker that you want. I'm telling you this right now. I hope.
Says the one who's out here pinching people.
To God. I hope to God you don't have a coworker like Jess, but I guarantee you do. She just broke like one of the cardinal rules that like you don't. And I understand. There's not like a rule book of how you should and should not act in an office. But right. I swear to God, she just came here and told me this. And I'm like, Jessica,
I don't think I was in the wrong because I don't know if there was any other way how to handle it.
Explain to our friends what you just did. This is so disgusting.
So we just had a bagel drop from THB. Thank you, THB.
Oh, what's up, THB? Yeah,
and also, so they gave us some bagels and then they also gave us some breakfast sandwiches. The issue with the sandwiches is like, nothing was labeled, but they're all wrapped in foil and they're also cut in half. So it's like, I also think it's like mean to take a whole sandwich. I felt like they were cut in half purposely to share with everyone, right?
Yes.
So I'm standing there and I'm like, I don't know what is what, and I'm not going to play like breakfast sandwich roulette and just take whatever it is. Cause like, what if I don't like it or something?
Fair enough.
So I was standing there and Jeremy from 105.7 The Fan was just like, just open it. It's wrapped in foil. You're not going to touch the sandwich. And I was like, okay, that's true. So I wrapped in foil. There was no skin to bagel contact. I just opened the foil to see the kind of, fixings to see which sandwich I wanted. And I had to open two different breakfast sandwiches to find the one that I wanted. And I took half and I wrapped it back up and I put it back. My skin, my hands never touched any bagel, cheese, or anything. Everything was on the foil. Am I in the wrong? Because he told me I could do it.
No, once you expose it to the air, it's yours.
No way.
It's yours. Dude, once it's like you made a choice. It's kind of like, those.
But that's not fair because I wasn't taking the whole thing. I was taking the half as well.
No.
So everyone else could have some.
First off, what did you think was going to be in that would be so bad? Like, what did you not want in there? Do you think one of them was being made of like marmalade or something?
I don't
that you're so disgusted
by
it?
I don't like bacon and I don't eat ham.
I just feel
and
like,
I would think you, the one who has the most dietary restrictions on the planet.
That's why I didn't take one. That's why I don't go out there. That's why I don't partake.
But I didn't touch the food itself.
I just feel like you just don't partake. Like, here's the thing. How would you feel? And you can text us, let us know how you feel about this.
I was sharing and caring.
How
would you being greedy by taking the whole sandwich as well?
How would you know? How would you feel knowing that one of your coworkers
who's gonna know
and knowing that one of your coworkers had gone out there and picked over the food?
Oh my God!
Had unwrapped your breakfast sandwich.
I never touched it.
So she says.
I never touched.
So she says.
I swear I didn't.
Would you feel okay knowing that somebody
on St. Patrick himself, I did not touch anything.
Had picked over the food. I mean, personally, this is why I don't eat anything that comes into this building or goes out of this building. Oh, I'm not touching it.
You're so
because weird. People like Jessica Dutra
don't
have the care. If it comes in wrapped, I'm like leave it wrapped. That's just how it goes. Like literally, was Jess in the wrong? If it comes wrapped, leave it wrapped. If you're gonna eat it, it's yours.